national order has worked, there's a heart, at the heart of that, there's a concept of sovereignty that, you know, simply, there are normally governments and public authorities that apply in those geographies, and they make laws, and they have the ability to do so. The document tries to recognise that we can't stop any member from exercising its jurisdiction, exercising its own sovereignty. But at the same time, particularly around the issues of arbitrary allocation, arbitrary designation by a government of a new administrator, which we recognise as it could potentially be a concern, there are some wordings in the document that specifically address technical issues as a means of breaking or putting a brake on that sort of activity. There are specific clauses referring both to the responsibilities of the government or the public authority, and also responsibilities for ICANN to ensure that the administration of a CCCLD is done technically, in a technically competent manner, and in a way which does not put the DNS at risk. And we think that's important. That does address, we think, to some degree, the concern that something could be allocated to someone who hasn't got the ability or the competence to actually enforce it. The competence to exercise it. It's probably worth noting also that I don't think it's been envisaged by the members of the GAC in the whole preparation of this document that it's not been envisaged that there is anything in this document which precludes the continuation in a general sense, the continuation of present administrators as being administrators under this sort of regime. It doesn't envisage some sort of wholesale massive change, which I think some people have interpreted the document as sort of maybe putting forward a regime for a massive change. I don't think that's the intent at all.
My name is Jamie Love. I work for Consumer Group of Washington, D.C.
Hi.
My question is that my government, the United States government, told me they were asking ICANN to require that it get authentic information about people that use, the owners of websites relating to law enforcement and to liability issues having to do with intellectual property. And clearly, in this meeting, it seems there's a wide range of trademark, trademark plus, and trademark plus plus issues which are being dealt with by ICANN. And at the opening session, Mike Roberts, the president of ICANN, referred to this as a process whereby ICANN gets a grant of government competence to work in certain domains. So I guess my issue is just how far is this grant? I mean, to what degree is the sort of understanding of the GAC or governments as to the scope of ICANN's mission? I think some of us refer to as the issue of an ICANN issue and an ICANN issue, and some it's unclear to some of us what ICANN and ICANN, you know, more or less in terms of the mission. I'd just like you to speak to this issue of the scope of the mission of ICANN in terms of the understanding you have.
Yeah. I don't think the same degree of concern sits amongst the members of the Governmental Advisory Committee. I think we've got a fairly clear sense that that ICANN has been tasked both fairly clearly under the white paper and then its own bylaws